And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Pilgrims for Jesus, we are happy and free, 'cause we're bound for regions of perfect song. Serving Him truly gives us full victory.
So brother,
leave your sorrows and come along. Why should children of God be sad? Lift our voices in jubilee. Oh, don't be glad, things are not bad. My brother, leave your sorrows and come with me. Cause us to turn back in the race,
because we're bound for regions of perfect song.
Jesus abundantly supplies us with grace.
So brother,
leave your sorrows and come along. Why should children of God be sad? Lift our voices in jubilee. Oh, don't be glad, things are not bad. My brother, leave your sorrows and come along. Children of God, be sad.
Let's
lift our voices in jubilee. Oh, don't be glad, for things are not bad. My brother, leave your sorrows and come with me. Leave your sorrows and come with me.
Mighty Fine Picking and Singing by Silver Creek. That takes us back in time with a good song entitled Leave Your Sorrows. Well, I don't know how many years ago that was, but I remember when it was recorded. Silver Creek, Leave Your Sorrows. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you here for a little while, and sure hope the program today blesses your heart, and it is a blessing when I know that you're listening. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you tuning in to It's Gospel Time each week, and I sure hope that you'll take your time to let me know that you're listening. Now, you can do that in several ways. You can send me an email at itsgospeltime@yahoo.com, itsgospeltime, itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. And you can also send me a little card or letter to Roger Boone at 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina. That's 28787. And by the way, if you feel led of the Lord to help us with the finances of this radio ministry, you do whatever the Lord lays on your heart, and if you will, you'll be blessed, and others will be blessed also. We greatly, greatly appreciate all your words of encouragement and your phone calls and your prayers. We need your prayers every day, all the time. I hope every hour of the day somebody somewhere is praying for me and my family. We need it all the time. And for this radio ministry, that we might reach out and touch somebody, be an encouragement to those that are sick and shut in, and then also that a song or something might be said to that one that's never accepted Christ as their Savior, or that one that may have grown cold and indifferent and be in a cold and a backslidden condition, that we might uplift Christ and bless the saint of God. So pray for us. We really always need that. And like I said, if you feel led of the Lord to help us with the finances, hey, that'd be appreciated. But I would encourage you to be sure to support your local, the outlet where you hear the radio program. Now, there's a lot of what we call non-commercial radio stations that air this ministry, and be sure to support them first. I'd appreciate that, because if they wasn't able to be on the air, they wouldn't be able to air this program, and I encourage you to do that. But we'd love to hear from you. Now, my wife has written a book. It's called A Mama's Dream. It's a true story, and it's kind of about our life and our daughter. And it'll touch your heart, and sorry to tell you, they're $10. I wish we could give them to you, but it costs us a lot of money to get them printed, and it costs us $3 to mail them to you. And the $10 does include the postage, and we'd be honored to mail it out to you. And if you send the $10 and make sure we can read the address where you want it mailed to, then we'll mail you back a copy of A Mama's Dream, and make sure that we can, you mentioned the book, A Mama's Dream. We'll mail it back to you. And the address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And by the way, friend, if you write a check, make it to me, Roger Boone. Because if you make it to the radio station, the bank don't cash it, because I don't have a checking account set up in the name of the radio program. So please just make it out to Roger Boone and mail it to 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina. And if you'd like to give me a call, we'll do that at 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. And let me encourage you, if you're physically able, to find your way to the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day, and every opportunity possibly can, be found faithful to God's house. And let's look into the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in verse 1. Alexander Scorby's reading for us from the King James Version of the Bible. That's my preference. I love it. And it's the true, the infallible, the inerrant, the preserved Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, begin reading in verse 1. Here's Alexander Scorby reading for us.
Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Someday the old undertaker will take my body in death, dress me up, lay me in a coffin, fold my arms upon my chest. My soul will flee from its prison, shackles of flesh and of bone. With my final breath, the angel of death will be there to carry me home. And when you look down in an old coffin, all you'll see is the clay. The spirit has fled, left my body in death, and all you'll see is the clay.
the coffin and look down on my wretched form.
Cold to the touch, it returns to the dust, and never to suffer no more.
And when you look down in an old coffin, all you'll see is the clay.
The spirit has fled, left my body in death, and all you'll see is the clay. And all you'll see is the clay.
Recorded some years ago, that's the Primitive Quartet. That's off of one of the Singing to You CDs right there. All you'll see is the clay. Death is sure, it's life that's uncertain, friend. And the most important thing you can do in life is give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the Rumfelt family.
One day I walked down the road, I had a heavy load. The weight of sin had me down. A bottle in my hand and a family I had left. On their knees they prayed for me to lay it down. Then so close came in view the little church I once knew as a boy, where my mother carried me. It was like I heard her voice asking me to make my choice. The Holy Spirit fell on me that very hour. In that little white church by the way, I stopped by and I went in to pray. To the altar there I fell, I called upon the Lord for help. In that little white church by the way, now a Bible in my hand, I'm headed for the promised land. My wife and my children all join me. Every Sunday in the choir we sing of His love and power. Then I preach how Jesus' blood has set me free. To the world we're not much, but that little whitewashed church will forever be a place so dear to me. A bottle for a book I did trade, it's the place where I got saved. In that little white church by the way, in that little white church by the way, I stopped by and I went in to pray. To the altar there I fell, I called upon the Lord for help. In that little white church by the way, in that little white church by the way.
A little white church, by the way, that's Brother Chris Rumfelt doing the lead on that, and that's his family singing, doing a mighty fine job. Brother Chris, fine preacher, a pastor, and good songwriter. Well, going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Hope you'll stay around. Be back right after this.